Morning Sip. Ladies, what is your definition of a nice guy? Episode number 40. Welcome to another edition of Morning Sip. I'll take coffee with my sunshine. Coffee is a mug with a large Nina hug. Welcome back to another edition of Morning Sip. Hey everybody, it's Coffee O'Clock. And this is my 15-minute short where you listeners sip your coffee while Nina does the talking. I'm your host, Nina Babel, who's unapologetically her edgy self every time. You can find me on ninababel.com. And if you're struggling with the last name, okay, I'm going to help you out. It's Babe with an L. So grab your mug and start sipping.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
If this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome. Welcome to my 15 mini where Nina is going to be talking to women about their definition of a nice guy. And I asked women in their 30s and 40s to help a girl out.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
So let me set the scene.
That was the quote issue with my current husband. He made it all the way to 35 without somebody seeing what I saw.
Like a nice guy to me when I was in college was just somebody that, you know, like I would base it like off that how they treated me.
I think he's aware of self, but I think more importantly, he's aware of me as a woman.
I decided to go with the older crowd this time just because, you know, we've been around the block, we've heard about the nice guy syndrome and them finishing last, and to be honest, it's a negative, stereotypical belief that society has. But not according to these women. So let's start from the beginning and how we women got to this place of appreciating nice guys. And I will take one for the team. Watch, but do this. Ask any woman if she's ever just a nice guy. And I'll go first. Let's see. One, two, three. Yep, off the top of my head, I could definitely think of three guys. So let's define the term nice guys, finish last. So by definition, the term nice guys finish last is the idea that if a guy is nice to a girl, compliments her, tells her how amazing she is every day, and genuinely shows her how incredible she is every day, that's a slam dunk. But the irony of it is, even though he's always there for her no matter what, she always wants to go for the asshole. The guy with the attitude on nah nah, who cheats on every girl they date and treats them like shit. So what's the attraction, ladies, to the asshole? I've seen it. I've even done it myself. And guys will agree, it happens way too many times. The nice guy loses the girl for being exactly who he is. So let me give you some insider tip here. Every girl says she likes the asshole because you know what? He's the challenge. The one she must break, train, and force to be a nice guy. Girls are attracted to a bad boy because, you know, they're the ones that are confident, just like you guys are attracted to big-breasted blonde chicks, big-booty cheerleaders, or a doppelganger look-alike. I rest my case. Women, like men, value physical attractiveness. If a man is good-looking and confident, women are willing to overlook his more obnoxious qualities exactly the same way that men are willing to date a woman who are super hot in spite of their bad personalities or even lack of intel. And that's short for intelligence. Alyssa admits to selecting a man based on the physical.
That was the quote issue with my current husband. He made it all the way to 35 without somebody seeing what I saw, because he was so nice. But in earlier on, I would say that the physical prowess, right? Like I wasn't, you know, a Jersey chaser, but I really wanted a big, strong guy. I was a gymnast growing up and I could bench, sadly, I could bench 165 pounds. I was a beast back then. And I didn't want to be the protector in a dark alley. And so I think that was in large part why I was drawn to these big football guys, because I felt protected when I was around them.
Yeah.
So that's what I was drawn to initially when I was a teenager and into my first marriage, was just somebody who made me feel safe, and protected. And then, you know, also looked at me with that eye that made me feel sexy.
The guy with an attitude has a charm about him. It's the charm you justify your pursuit with. Deja describes how she justified her pursuit.
I would still say, a nice guy to me when I was in college was just somebody that, you know, like, I would base it, like, off that, how they treated me. But I felt like my standards were different at that time. Because, again, I really didn't have a lot of experience in the dating arena. I didn't know, you know, I knew, like, what didn't feel good if, like, a guy, like, cheated on me or vice versa. But I felt like my standards weren't as high at that time because it was all new to me. Versus, like, a nice guy now is not only, like, you know, how they treat me, but, you know, how they respect me, you know, how they interact with me, and more so like what my values are, and making sure that, you know, they're meeting what my expectations are in regards to, you know, the dating process.
Have you ever thought, however, maybe as we mature, ideally, our values become totally different? I find that a lot of times when women mature into mid-adulthood, we come to this realization that we have no more time to play games and actually have no desire for it. Whether it's post-relationship, post-marriage, we're done. Nice guys use their actions of genuine kindness, respect, and just a mutual understanding of consent to show that they are nice, genuinely nice, and good. The difference between Deja then and Deja now is she wants the corny guy.
When I was younger versus like what I am now. So like the type of guys that I used to be into, and I really feel like it's really more so like personality based more than anything. So it's just a lot different. Like I say, like I go for the corny guy. Yeah. Because I feel like the corny guys will treat you good. They have an understanding that they, you know, they could have a potential to lose you, versus if you get this guy that feels like he's a hot commodity walking down the street, he can replace you tomorrow. Versus you get a corny guy, he's the one that actually values you and is like, oh my God, like she's like the best thing that ever happened to me. Like that's what I want a guy to feel like when I'm dating them. Like I bring value to their life and vice versa. So that's another thing that I would say too. Like, I feel like my thought process and whether a guy adds value and how they add value is a lot different now than what it was when I was younger.
The biggest red flag is if you even utter the phrase, I'm a nice guy. You're definitely not. If literally the only thing you could think of to describe yourself is nice, then you've failed miserably as a person. In fact, it's an epic fail. Happy is far too hard to find, and sometimes you just need compatibility. Angela shares her absolute minimum when it comes to compatibility.
I think a nice guy has values. I think he's aware of self. But I think more importantly, he's aware of me as a woman. And not necessarily that he's trying to change anything about me as a woman, but more so enhance those characteristics. So he's charming, he's respectful, he's goal-oriented. I think all of those things kind of make him nice. I love to laugh too, so he better make me laugh.
Respect is like, that's respect and a really good listener. I like to talk, so it's always nice when someone's willing to actually listen to me. Right? Yeah. But, you know, someone who sees me for more than a body, more than, you know, kind of a piece of meat, if you will. I think that's ultimately it, that is humble, but confident. And those two, I think, are difficult for a lot of men to have both, because they want to appear confident. So they, you know, kind of flaunt their stuff and, you know, kind of do their little peacock thing where they're, you know, showing us their feathers and all of that. But that's not attractive. That, to me, that doesn't scream nice. It just screams like insecurity. So someone who is very confident in how they walk and who they are and how they talk, but doesn't need to flaunt it in anybody's face. Sort of that, yeah, that confident humility, and just a great listener. That's nice to me.
All nice guys are not relationship material either. I get it. No one female wants a doormatty kind of relationship. So yes, some guys need a backbone or higher self-esteem. What women don't want are nice guys that let us walk all over them, have them wrapped around their finger, that garners no respect. Females spend their prime years adoring bad boys. Yes, we do. We've all broken someone's heart and had ours broken. But as we progress through this vicious circle and circle of love, we mature and gradually learn, hey, that love is not about giving your all to another person, but rather it's about finding someone who will give as much as you in return. Duh. The nice guy believes in doing things right from Jump Street. He was there when you needed him to be. He went out of his way multiple times to make sure you knew just how much you could mean to someone like him. So we live in a generation where we all have to wear masks, right? We look for our representative, and then the hookup dating thing is just commonplace. There's no such thing as intentionally giving it your all anymore. I mean, you gotta earn it now, opposed to just doing it from the beginning. A lot of times he may have loved you too soon, right? And it was too cray-cray. And then, frankly, it was a little too much. He made you feel maybe that love when love was no longer a part of your vocabulary. Maybe you just didn't want to hear it. It was post a relationship. And you just wanted to ease your way back into the dating scene. I get it. Women will take a nice guy over a bad boy any day. We all have to grow up sometime. Don't go searching for that nice guy either. You know why? Because they are all around you, and it's probably why you haven't noticed them. If all you have been noticing is a certain kind of guy you are attracted to or think you are, broaden your horizons and you will see a lot more in this world. My definition of a nice guy is this: it's any man who treats a woman he has with utmost respect, is honest, not selfish, thoughtfully surprising, faithful, and cares about her and thinks of her as a person with feelings and not just a walking pim pum or vajayjay, okay? He is considerate, respectful, and just wants the same treatment in return. How hard is that, people? You can be all of that without being a pushover, which, frankly, is seriously unattractive, fellas. It is. So you gotta figure out what your swag is and delivering all of those things that I just listed. And that wraps up my episode of Morning Sip. Hope you enjoyed today's gulp. Help me spread the word, Sip Nation. Was this episode good for you? Regular episodes of the Keep It 100 Girl Show drop every Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and TuneIn Radio. Don't forget to review the show on iTunes. You know why? Because Nina relies on it. It helps me stand out from the crowd and helps women understand us and themselves better. Connect with me on social media. I love Twitter, Instagram, and you could also connect with me on Snapchat. by using the handle at Nina Babel. Don't forget to subscribe to The Friggin' Truth, and you can find it on ninababel.com. So don't forget to keep it 100. I keep it real. I keep it true. Smooches.